Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. As we celebrate Christmas, in a few days from now, let us celebrate the Prince of Peace. He came as a babe in Bethlehem, lived on earth as sinless man, and died on a cross for our sins. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, before his death, Jesus left us this promise: Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You may say, how can I find peace in a world that is so filled with hate and conflict? But the word of God reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. So there is hope. If you are worrying about your family, your job, or where to find the money to meet all your needs, remember that Jesus is your peace. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, we read, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You and I can find peace when we put our trust in God, who holds the whole world in his hands and is in control of everything. There is nothing too difficult for him, no problem so hard that he cannot solve it, and none so small that he will not take care of it. We only need to pray continually in faith. Let us allow the Prince of Peace to rule in our hearts and in our homes this Christmas. On behalf of our Pastor Mark Dawes and members of Grace Missionary Church, I wish for you a Christmas filled with joy and peace. I am your host, Donald Blake. May I invite you to join us next week.